From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
Like most of you, I suspect, I've been reading with interest the Missourian's extensive coverage of the campaigns leading up to Tuesday's local election. Unlike nearly all of you, I sat in on the candidate forum Tuesday evening that was sponsored by the NAACP downtown at the Second Missionary Baptist Church. This was the third forum I've attended. It helped me make some choices. I'm going to share those choices with you, not with the intention of telling you how to vote, but in the hope of generating a little more public conversation. If you want to join that conversation, even if it's just to tell me how wrong I am, simply go online to columbiamissourian.com and use the comments function at the bottom of this essay. There's no charge. For me, the contest for three seats on the Columbia Board of Education is an easy call. Before the forum began, first-time candidate Robin Dianix told me she hoped she wouldn't embarrass herself. She didn't. Nor did she persuade me that she should replace any of the three incumbents who are seeking re-election. Jonathan Sessions, Helen Wade, and Paul Cushing, it seems to me, are doing a good job for us. They and the board members who aren't up for re-election are overseeing a healthy and improving school system. Their opposition to the renewed push for charter schools makes educational and budgetary sense. The competition for two seats on the Boone Hospital Board of Trustees is more complicated. Three candidates are running to fill the last year of the term Fred Perry gave up when he was elected to the county commission. Two seek a full five-year term. Only one of each set showed up Tuesday. To me, that says something. I like people who show up for work, and campaigning is certainly work. That's one reason, but not the only reason, I expect to vote for Taylor Burks for the one-year seat and Gordon Christensen for the five-year term. Mr. Burks appears to have done his homework. He advocates openness for a board he and others complain too often operates in secrecy. Dr. Christensen's opponent, Randy Morrow, retired not long ago as chief operating officer of the hospital. He has the endorsements and the money, but Dr. Christensen's track record of independence would serve us well as important decisions about the future are made. Now, I don't live in either the 1st or the 5th Ward, so I don't get a vote in either race. Still, we all have a stake in who serves on our city council. The race to succeed Laura Nowzer in the 5th Ward pits professor against pupil. The professor is Art Jago, who teaches business management at the university. His opponent, Matt Pitzer, literally took Professor Jago's course while pursuing his MBA. He now works as portfolio manager at Shelter Insurance. Both strike me as thoughtful, reasonable people. Mr. Pitzer is backed by Ms. Nowzer, by Mayor Brian Treese, and by the firefighters. I lean toward Professor Jago. That's only partly because he was present Tuesday and his opponent wasn't. It's more because I'm impressed with his assurance that while he isn't yet expert in all the issues, he does have 35 years of expertise in decision-making. The first ward has three strong candidates. Pat Kelly is a longtime resident and a neighborhood association leader. Andrew Hutchinson, at only 21, is so obviously bright and passionate that we can expect to see more of him once he graduates from MU. If I had a vote in that ward, though, I'd cast it for the incumbent, Clyde Ruffin. He doesn't say much at most council meetings, but he is eloquent on what may be the most important issue the city faces. That's the issue of social equity. His track record as university professor, pastor, and behind-the-scenes leader in our minority community speaks loudly enough to warrant another term. So how do you intend to vote? You will vote, won't you? I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. This is KBIA News, Columbia.